Good morning, everyone. It's almost 4 in the morning here. I just finished playing 2 hours worth of Beatles Rock Band not too long ago. So people say that the game should be done in less than 6 hours, but unless you're an achievement whore like me, you probably want a 5-star every song, which I'm trying to do on medium on bass. Now, it's a good game. Songs are good. The visuals are nice. You know, probably better than the previous Rock Bands. It almost looks kind of cel-shaded, I would say. But maybe that's just the cutscenes messing me up. Definitely good artwork in it, I'll say that much. My only problem is, just like with any other game other than Rock Band 2 that I've noticed with rhythm games, or music rhythm games, rather, is that there's no replay value. I know that once I plow through the career mode on medium and 5-star every song and unlock a whole bunch of achievements, I'm going to return the game and not think of buying it, even if it was 10 bucks in a bargain bin. It's a very nice game. It's cool. But to be honest with you, I have way too many games that are like that are practically worthless and that I've played through once and never will play again. So, I mean, it's cool, it's a great game, but it might also have something to do with the fact that there's some songs missing that I really like from the Beatles, like Strawberry Fields, which is probably my favorite Beatles song is Strawberry Fields. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds is the other one, and that one is included, so we'll see how it is. What else did I really like? There's one thing I find very strange. And that is the fact that the way you get 5 stars. I personally think getting 5 stars on medium is a lot easier in the previous Rock Band games. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I've been hitting the bong too hard. But if you ask me, I personally think that the star system is really, really, it's been tweaked, but not in a good way. And I find that to be kind of bullshit, because I always find myself on medium sometimes to come, if I miss one note or two notes in the entire song on bass, I will only get 4 and almost 5 stars. Like, there'll be like maybe a fifth or a sixth left in that circle that makes the whole star, and it'll be gone. And that kind of blows. That's a bummer, actually. That's a huge bummer. I didn't like that at all. But anyways, it's a decent game. I like it. I wouldn't buy it. I would rent it, grab it for the achievements, and put it back. Definitely better than Guitar Hero 5, though. So, we'll see. Maybe I'll rent that one next week. See how it is. I'm lately into game renting again, because there's so many games that have come out recently that I don't want to buy. I would just rent. Like the latest Need for Speed, although, I mean, I'm a huge Need for Speed fan, but if it's anything like Need for Speed Pro Street, I don't want it, because Pro Street was a shitty game, and I unfortunately own it for the PlayStation 3, so I'm not adding another game of the Need for Speed series. I'm not going to play it, so forget it. Other than that, been hitting the GTA 4 again. It's like smack that game to me, man. Maybe H-Bomb is right. I really got to go to rehab. I need an intervention of some sort. Anyways, again, Beatles Rock Band, good game. If you're a diehard Beatles fan, you should obviously buy it. But as for me, I'm not going to buy it. I'm going to just return it again next Friday and, you know, be done with it. Alrighty, that's it for now. Toodles.